This is the Wedding Experience Podcast with me, Shay Dooley. All right, well, welcome to the Wedding Experience. My name is Shay Dooley, and we're going to jump in and talk about centerpieces on today's episode of the Wedding Experience Podcast. For those of you that are just listening in for the first time, again, my name is Shay Dooley. I'm the proud owner of the Harper's brand wedding venues, really surrounding around outdoor experiences. But we definitely have experience doing almost every type of wedding. And that's why really this podcast, we're hitting a national level, which is pretty exciting. I'm at that point where now I'm just using questions that come through on email and looking for, you know, patterns and trends on what those questions look like. That way I can respond to whatever is relevant in the market today. So one of the big questions that I've been getting, and it's interesting, I've had like three of these this week, and they're from different parts of the country and looking for different styles of weddings, is coming around centerpieces. And centerpieces, I think, are one of those things that, you know, obviously almost every wedding, I can't think of any that I've seen that don't utilize some type of centerpiece. They can be extremely simplistic, and they can range all the way to extreme luxury, where, you know, we'll talk about what that looks like today. But centerpieces are one of those things that, you know, they can be ultra affordable, they can add a tremendous amount of cost, and really cost is not always associated with the quality and overall impact on the experience. So today I'm going to jump in and talk about some of the different things that I would highly recommend you consider whenever you're doing centerpieces. And really, depending on who you are, your budget, and what kind of work and stress you're able to work through, that's really going to be, that's going to determine where I would make your recommendations when it comes to centerpieces. So let's first get into the very first style of centerpieces, and this is around luxury centerpieces, luxurious centerpieces. Usually, luxury means things like candelabras. Sometimes they can be like really high-end vases. It really just depends. There's tons and tons of rentable centerpieces, but if it's luxurious, usually it's going to be rented, and it's rented by places like the venue, or you might get it from a florist, you might get it from a design company. It really depends on where you are in the region and how you determine where you get those from. The reason why these are usually rented is because they are so expensive, there's so much overhead if you were to go buy them, that they are easily rented by a company, and people will pay quite a bit of money to have these rented. So, you know, for instance, I recently just bought centerpieces for our wedding venue, and these centerpieces are well over $100 a piece, which means in some of our weddings that could range between $4,000 and $8,000 to buy those. And instead, what most venues do is that they could rent those out. Now, these candelabras are high end and they're absolutely beautiful. They make a huge impact on the wedding. But one thing to consider on some of these luxury style is that, you know, the nice thing is it's all done for you. Usually these are brought in, the florist works with the centerpieces, they decorate all of them. And usually it depends if it's the actual venue, they're gonna set those up, take them down. You never have to worry about picking them up, arranging all of that. It's really nice. Now, the one thing to consider when you're doing these luxury style rentals is that you do have to make sure that a lot of times they're going to require additional investment around flowers or beads or acrylics. It really just depends, but that's one thing to consider. So usually what happens is you'll get these luxury centerpieces, and then you're going to end up adding additional things like flowers, which could honestly double that investment. And then again, keep in mind, this is they're beautiful, right? It's going to make a huge impact. The pictures are going to be flawless. It's a big deal, right? So the reason why I would recommend, if you wanted to go down the luxury style for centerpieces, if you even have the option, I'm going to put that as a disclaimer, because some venues you have to choose. If you're in like a luxurious hotel or an exclusive venue, more than likely they're just going to have their standard centerpieces, and they're just going to include those, or they're going to charge you and you're going to have to go with them. But if you do have the option to choose between things like DIY style versus luxury versus, you know, other alternative rentals, those would be nice for people that really don't want to put a ton of work, want to put a lot of time and attention into other elements of the decorations. So this is going to be something that's beautiful. More than likely, you can see some stock photos from the venues to see exactly how it's going to look. So it takes a lot of the guessing away. And then I believe it takes a lot of the stress and hassle because you're not having to transport them to and from. You don't have to deal with, you know, building things and renting, and a lot of people try to resell it after you're done. So that's really when it boils down to luxury centerpieces. If you have the money and you don't want to mess with it, I would highly recommend you going down that route. Now, let's start diving into some of the other styles, because when you say the word luxury, that's usually associated with expensive. And this is why I want to do today's podcast, because a lot of people are going out there and spending just as much money getting things like DIY style, and they're not taking into consideration a lot of the associated expenses that go along with that. So let's talk about that. If you're doing your DIY style centerpieces, now let's first of all talk about DIY. Do it yourself, meaning you're building them, you're bringing them together, you're even, you know, trying to buy and mix and match and do all kinds of stuff. First of all, from a uniqueness standpoint, you can definitely get a major impact on the unique factor for your wedding, okay? But the one disadvantage of doing DIY is that there are a lot of hidden costs that are associated that people just simply don't think about. So first of all, how much time, energy, gas, travel are you willing to put in? If you're just buying something online and you're ordering at your house and you can, you know, assemble these in your garage, that's great. But what ends up happening is people drive all over town and spend multiple trips and have other people invested in it. It can be a lot of work just from a travel standpoint if you're trying to do things like get vintage accessories and bring them in and do all of that. So from a cost perspective, that's one. But I would say more impacting would be the fact that things like spray paint, nails, hardware, renting tools, or even owning the tools to make the DIY, it all depends on what type of centerpiece you're looking for, but there can be a lot of cost associated with that. You know, we do a lot of furniture restoration at our venue, and I can tell you that often you'll go to a place and you're like, oh my gosh, it's a great deal. But again, once you start adding little elements and accessories or a spray paint, nobody ever factors in the fact that, you know, spray paint can be $5 to $6 for a good can of spray paint. Those are things that are going to add, you know, a significant cost when you add it all together. So what might seem like expensive for a, you know, already assembled centerpiece or a luxury centerpiece that you're renting, or even just a basic centerpiece that you're renting, DIY from a cost perspective, that's really, it just depends on what you put into it. And I would just say, make sure that you know what the total cost is per centerpiece, because often I see it starts like, hey, that's a great idea, and it might be a cheaper alternative, and then by the time you're done with it, you're spending more than what it would have been just to rent it. Now, that all being said, saving money and the cost factor are actually not always the number one reason why somebody wants to do DIY. I would say, as I mentioned earlier, like that unique factor, that's going to be a major one as far as like why people want to go with, you know, the DIY style. And DIY has become incredibly popular due to things like, you know, Wedding Wire, Pinterest, all of those different inspirational websites and forums that you can really go on and explore. But here's the big caveat that I'm going to tell you, and this is, I can speak from experience on this. Usually the DIY, if you're getting it from Pinterest, that centerpiece, more than likely, there's probably quite a few other weddings that are using that exact same type of centerpiece. And it's funny, every single year, there's like, I would say 50% of weddings use the exact same type of centerpiece and their DIY. And I can list off a whole bunch of examples of that. But what I'll tell you is, if you go to Pinterest and you do a search for centerpieces, no matter how unique you think it is, And if you've never seen it before, the way that the wedding industry, the way that weddings work these days, are whatever shows up on Pinterest, everyone gravitates to that. Everyone does the same centerpieces. And so you might not have ever seen it the year prior, but believe it or not, like sometimes up to 50% of weddings have the exact same style of centerpiece that you're looking for. The reason why I say that is because if you're willing to hold out a little bit and look, a lot of times what will happen is, let's say if your wedding is in 6 months from now, you can just literally look on websites where you can rebuy those centerpieces, and more than likely you will get them at a fraction of a cost because nobody wants to deal with reselling those centerpieces. So again, if you find your centerpiece on Pinterest, it feels unique, I promise. If you absolutely love it and you want to go down that path, just wait for a resale, go on Facebook, Craigslist, whatever that looks like. And a lot of times you can rebuy those centerpieces for a fraction of the cost. A lot of times I've even seen them free. But and even if your venue is willing to work for you, it depends on if they set those aside. But again, DIY around looking at Pinterest and styles like that, they're going to be generally a lot of the same centerpieces for that year. And then it's going to completely be different the next year. Final thing I'll say about that is if you're buying centerpieces and your wedding is more than a year or two in advance, do not buy your centerpieces if you're doing DIY that far in advance. I promise you, right? Because if you buy those centerpieces 2 years in advance, your mind's gonna change 1,000 times. You will, just like I said, you will spend a premium on those and you will find those wedding centerpieces for like next to nothing in a year from now. And again, that is if you are looking at things like Pinterest or some type of other inspirational forum to get ideas on doing DIY centerpieces. Now, for the select few people that are true artists, I would call them artists, this is a small percentage of people that will do DIY, and it's like, it does not matter what's on Pinterest. It doesn't matter what the trend is. They are truly looking for a very unique style centerpiece. If you can master it and you are really artistic and you're good at execution on those, that is going to be really where DIY has a really strong place in the wedding experience. So if you are really wanting that uniqueness, if you want something that's like one of a kind, there are plenty of examples that I've seen of that, but it definitely is few and far between that someone is getting something truly unique and building it themselves, or at least assembling it themselves. DIY doesn't always mean that you're assembling something. It means that you're just bringing things together and making it work. So a lot of examples of that. Usually for that like uniqueness, you can range in cost. I've seen it be very cheap. It can honestly be the cheapest way to go, is doing the DIY and not looking at things like Pinterest or other forums, but really bringing in just different variations. You can get them from, you know, secondhand stores. You can get it from places like Goodwill, Salvation Army, whatever that looks like. But if you do have an artist's eye, you can save a lot of money, have very unique centerpieces, and it can make a huge impact on your wedding. Now, a couple things to think about on centerpieces. Here's some other things to consider. I get a lot of, I've seen a lot of examples where there's this idea in people's heads, and then they'll buy the centerpieces and their colors change, and they change them out constantly. I had a specific example where someone sent a question and said, you know, I've already changed my centerpieces out twice and I've had to resell them and I've spent a fortune, and it was just a complete mess. So guys, like I said, if you are not like artistic and you don't want to deal with the uniqueness and trying to like bring everything together, if you don't appreciate the process, let's just make this simple. If you don't appreciate the process of assembling and dealing with that, what could be stressful experience, you might just want to do something stock and get it rented, or get something, you know, from the venue or the florist and make it super duper simple. Okay, so those are just some of the things that I would highly recommend whenever it comes to doing centerpieces. So let's recap some of the things. Again, luxury doesn't always mean that it's going to be the most expensive. Definitely, if you do get something like a candelabra or a vase or something that requires flowers, make sure that you understand what are the costs that are associated with that and what's that going to add, because that could definitely add a lot of cost. The DIY style, that can range anything from something that you're building to something that you're just, collecting all over the place and bringing it together. Just understand that that can be a very stressful experience for you and other people around you. So if it isn't something that, you want to do and you don't have the vision for it and you don't want to have to deal with all of that, I would say that that's probably not the best way for you to go. The final thing that I would recommend on centerpieces, again, if you're finding this on Pinterest, if you're finding it on a wedding forum, if you're looking for other people to give you inspiration, do not, especially do not buy those anywhere from a year to 2 years in advance. Centerpieces can literally be bought the same week if you are looking for something that is really readily available. And I wouldn't recommend that because it could be stressful, but honestly, 60 to 90 days out is when you could buy your centerpieces if you're looking for something that is pretty stock or looking for inspiration. I know it might feel unique, but again, the way that the wedding industry works is it constantly is changing. What was popular last year will not be popular at all the next year. That's just how it works. So do hold off, do wait, and if you really love something, check Craigslist, check Facebook, and see if you can buy those. So those were some of the recommendations that I have when it comes to centerpieces. Definitely make sure that you look into all of the associated cost. It's not just the one item that you're buying, it's all of the things that make it add up, and it's even including things like spray paint, because it does add up, I promise, I know. So with that being said, I hope this helps. It was kind of an abbreviated episode this week. If you do have questions, feel free to send us those to info@harpers.com. Again, that's info@harpers.com. I'll make sure that your questions get added into our future podcast. With that being said, make sure that you do subscribe and stay tuned weekly. Thanks, guys.